Okay, so look, I wasn't gonna say anything, but I was like, you know what? I have seen way too many posts about this, and it literally breaks my heart. Okay, so a lot of people are jumping on the fruitarian diet to lose weight fast. And if you're considering it, I want to help you out. Okay, so you do not want to go on a fruitarian diet just to lose weight. So a lot of people get this confused, but there is a difference between weight loss and fat loss. All right, so weight loss is a combination of losing water weight, lean muscle, and fat loss. And fat loss is just that, losing body fat, okay? So when you drastically drop your caloric intake, you are usually going to lose majority water weight because you're depleting your glycogen stores. And then you're also going to be losing majority of lean muscle mass. And then you're going to be losing just a little bit of fat. Okay, so with this diet, yes, you're going to lose weight, but it's going to be majority water and it's going to be lean muscle. And you want to retain as much lean muscle as possible. When you are losing lean muscle, you are actually slowing down your metabolism. You're making it harder for you to maintain that weight loss and easier for you to regain weight. Therefore, it will be harder for you to lose weight in the future. Not to mention, then you're going to put yourself in the predicament where you've lost so much lean muscle that now you're weak, frail, and injury prone. So no, you do not want to go on a fruitarian diet just to lose weight. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we have made it so popular and easy to promote disordered eating patterns that people don't even recognize them when they see them. Okay, this is creating an all or nothing mentality where it's literally all fruit or nothing. And a lot of times, what's going to happen is people won't be able to stick with it because, oops, look at that. The fruit didn't satisfy them. They wanted a burger, they wanted a sandwich, or something like that. And then they're going to feel like they failed and they've done wrong and that they have to restart. Okay, so this is creating that cycle of restricting because, yes, you're going to be restricting every other food group. And then later binge eating, which honestly puts you off in a worse predicament than when you started, mentally, physically, and spiritually and emotionally. So I want to help you break this cycle. So instead of doing the all or nothing where you say, I'm just only going to eat fruit, if you want to eat more fruit, do just that. You don't have to say, I'm only going to eat fruit. You can say, I'm going to eat more fruit. So this way, you can add some fruit to your breakfast, fruit during lunch, fruit during your dinner, or maybe you have fruit for dessert, whatever the case may be. You don't have to say, I'm just only going to eat fruit. You can say, okay, for breakfast, I'm going to add an apple. Okay, for a snack, I'm going to have some grapes. Simple as that. You can keep things painfully freaking simple, sis. You do not have to do that. And yes, you're still going to get the benefits. People are talking about, oh, fruit helps you detox. If you have functioning kidneys and liver, your body is already detoxing. Your body even detoxes through your skin. You are literally detoxing every single day. This is not anything that you have to manipulate your body to do. Okay? And not to mention, what's the point of going through all of that if you're gonna turn right back around once you've lost the weight and go right back to your old eating habits? So instead of doing all of that, I want you to create new positive habits that you can keep up with that doesn't require that all or nothing mentality, that doesn't require you to torture yourself. So this way you can actually lose weight. And when you do it this way, right, you're actually going to be losing weight slower, but guess what? You're going to be losing fat. You're going to be losing body fat. And that's what you really want. You want to see the waist get snatched. You want more energy. You want to get the pressure off of your joints. Whatever your motivation is for losing weight, this is what's going to help you. Now, I hope you have found this valuable, okay? Now, this will also be the last type of resource or free resource that you get from me of this nature. So video, audio, whatever, this will be the very last resource as I am moving everything over to a new platform and I am going to be working and putting my effort into the ladies who are really ready for change, okay? So I am going to be investing in the women who have invested in themselves. So if you're ready to jump off of the yo-yo dieting roller coaster. You want to lose weight once and for all. I want to invite you to join this community. So with this, you're going to get access to my 4-day weight loss course and all of my printable resources, right? Talking about how to distinguish the different hungers, where I'm talking about how to create a big plate. So this way you get the volume and you eat more while you're losing weight, right? When I share the positive affirmations for weight loss. And when I share all of the resources, it's going to help you lose weight. Okay. And then also, like I said, there's going to be a private community that's inside of my course. So it's even outside of Facebook. So you can hop in and ask questions, connect with other women who are on their weight loss journeys, and they are serious about making this the last time that they lose weight. So if you are one of those ladies, I want you to join, and I'm going to leave a link on this page so you can get signed up right now for only $10. Yes, sis, you're going to get access to the weight loss course, all of the downloadable resources, ongoing trainings, and a private community to connect with other ladies, ask questions, and get feedback from me just for $10. So if you are ready to ditch the diet, I want you to go ahead and click the link on this page and get signed up now, and I will see you soon.